This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
You know, when Michael does that, when we hear the music play, I always want to get up and dance around my chair and then go out and have lunch. So our friend Michael could not be with us today. There was a death in the family, so please send your prayers his direction. And we are talking today about manufacturing in America versus China. Hot topic. A lot of Americans, you know, just really struggle with it, but we're going to help, you know, give some parameters today. And my guest today is Michael Miller, who is an expert in all of this. Michael, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Rita. I appreciate it.
And so, you know, one of the things we want to talk about is that you don't always get to choose where you're going to manufacture. Sometimes pricing is the determining factor.
Well, that's very true. I mean, pricing is really the driver for a lot of this. I think one of the areas, well, actually, there's a number of areas that people have confusion on that, though, is that, yes, you can generally get a much better manufacturing cost in China, but in many cases, that comes with a lot of detriments to it as well. And so you really need to balance out what you're getting when you manufacture in the U.S. compared to what you're getting when you manufacture over in China. And I'd be happy to go over some of those issues.
Give us an example of what people need to be paying attention to.
Sure. An example would be something like tariffs. A lot of times that is not included whenever you go and get your cost in from China. So you have to include tariffs into that. You also have a number of things like the printing of the packaging that you have to have. You know, it's very specific, those barcodes that are on that packaging. If those are not perfect, your product will be rejected by your customers. So when you're selling to Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, if that barcode is not correct, they're not taking your product. And that's not an unusual occurrence. The other thing can be print quality on your packaging. If it's not the right color scheme that you've given your customers that, hey, this is the way my packaging is going to be, this is the colors, and then they get the first samples and those colors are not correct. Those are very difficult things to try to change in talking back and forth to China, whereas it's so much easier just to go to a U.S. manufacturer, fly there, drive there, and watch all this stuff real time to make sure that it's being done correctly.
Well, and I've seen more of the manufacturing come back to the U.S. post-pandemic, which has been great. Some inventors say, well, I want to manufacture in the U.S., but they can't. And so some of that really comes down to pricing. Consumer is God when it comes to pricing. If the average hammer is going to be $12, you need to be in that ballpark. So for some inventors, it's really about making good business decisions.
It is. And sometimes if you want your manufacturing to be in the U.S., you just need to take a little less margin to be able to do that. And just consider that less amount of margin that you're getting on your product as really being almost an insurance that you're paying to get better quality product, to be able to manage your manufacturer. Those types of things, all it takes is one container falling off of a ship, which happens tens of thousands of times a year, for your entire inventory to go to the bottom of the ocean. And so
yeah,
those are things that you really need to take into consideration.
Yes. One of the things that an inventor, a story he had shared, he wanted, the parts were being made in China. And it's like, all right, well, these elements I need to use. So he would order them. And he actually then went and set up manufacturing in California because the defect rate was so high that now whatever margins he was getting were being eaten up by the poor quality of the product. So he actually broke even by manufacturing at a higher rate, but his default rate went down drastically.
Yeah, absolutely. And, the other thing, too, it's for a lot of inventors that have a single product, you in general don't deal directly with the actual manufacturer who's actually manufacturing your product. It's usually done through a broker that then goes and has your product manufactured by the actual manufacturing facility. And in many cases, it's farmed out to two and three different facilities who you do not even know where they're at. What that also means is that whenever you're paying for the molds to have your product made, then you don't own those molds. And if you decide to move to go have somebody else make it, now you got to get a whole other set of molds made, and things can become quite expensive very quickly.
Yes, absolutely. So the difference between manufacturing in America versus China or any other country, and we always talk about China, but there are certainly other options out there, but the issues tend to be the same. It is pricing, it is quality, it is risk. And so when the inventor sits down and says, all right, I want to do this here, it's in their best interest to compare all of them to then be able to compare pricing with the risk and the benefits.
Absolutely, because it's not apples and apples whenever you go to compare between China and manufacturing in the U.S. So you do need to take a lot of these other things into consideration that you didn't think you would have to. There are these outlier things that can cost you a lot of money, and so you really have to take all of these different things into consideration whenever you're doing that balance sheet.
Yeah. I had a gentleman years ago, he wanted to manufacture a new toilet, and he was just absolutely adamant that he had to do it in China. And so eventually I said, you do realize that all the porcelain comes out of Mexico. Why are you not manufacturing in Mexico? And he goes, okay, well, I didn't even know that. It's like, you'd think you would have asked where they're shipping
yeah.
that porcelain from. And then you would have gone there to say, let's get a comparison bid on this.
Absolutely. The other thing to consider, too, with U.S. manufacturing is in many cases, they'll hold your inventory for you and maybe even provide shipping services to ship your product to your various customers. And whereas you would have to set up that completely separate and independently, bringing in your containers from China, now they have to go to a storage facility. Now you have to do your fulfillment from another location.
Right, right. Well, we've got two inventors on. One did manufacture in China, and there was no way around it. The other gentleman manufactures here in the U.S., and he is pleased as punch to be able to manufacture in the U.S. So we are going to have the two of them on, and then we will get you back on to tie up the show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll be talking to you in a few more minutes.
Okie dokie.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America, from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. This is Rita Crompton, and I want to make sure you have our websites, HometalkUSA.com, Invent America, and when you want to watch some good TV, go to HometalkTV.com. Our great thanks to GCN Network. And our next guest is Dave Siegel, also nicknamed The Genius. And Dave is 79. He was on one of those destroyers in the Pacific Fleet back in the 60s. So, you know, I think it's your just a genius that you're still alive. So thank you so much for being with us and being an inventor and winning last year at the National Hardware Show the Retailer's Choice Award. Hi, Dave. All right. So we're talking today about manufacturing in the U.S., and you are one of the lucky ones that gets to manufacture here in the U.S. But for most inventors, the issue is the price point. How did you deal with making sure that you were priced competitive, and then being able to get that good manufacturing?
Well, the thing is that the two big things that you're faced with in any manufacturing is the cost of your labor and the cost of transportation. And in the past, I've been associated with some recreational items in the bow hunting industry, where I was told that the only way I could compete was to have it manufactured overseas because of the cost of materials and so on. Fortunately, with the product that we have now, we have a local source. It's a gentleman that owns this company, has been in the injection molding business for over 20 years. He's close by, so our transportation cost is cut to almost nil. And then the manufacturing process itself lends itself to less cost per part, as long as you don't have the transportation and the labor figured in. So we were able to take advantage of both of those things. And we worked hand in hand with him as far as the development, the packaging, and all the things. And then we were fortunate enough to tie into this gal that seems to be pretty well established, the inventor leader, to help us direct us on some of the marketing and so on as to where we want to go with this thing. So.
Oh, thank you, Dave. what are the parts that you have to do yourself as far as getting your product ready to slide onto a store shelf?
Well, that's a very good question. One of the things that I found out is that an inventor kind of looks at his invention as his baby and doesn't take easily to changes in his baby. And sometimes that's a detriment because not all the ideas are perfect. And so that was a little bit of an adjustment to me. But in the process of it, I was working hand in hand with the guy that was doing the manufacturing. And we had a couple of prototype dies that we had to change just because of some of the things that I wanted to do that were not easy to get done. And it wasn't cost effective. And so that's where it ended up. And he gave me directions for packaging. And what we tried to do was present a product in a packet that a retailer could put on the shelf and not take up shelf space, but you have a nice display and a good product. So I tried to be involved in as much of it as I could and work within the parameters the manufacturer put out and hold down the cost on the manufacturing. So that's where that came in.
Well, and that's, you know, there's some things an inventor can do. I want you to know that my mother used your Clean Pan Solutions on a can of stain. And when she went back and had to open it up, the can was in perfect condition. She was so excited. She called me right away. And she said, oh, my God, this thing was so cool. So, you know, anybody and everybody can use it if you're using a gallon of paint. And it does. It will keep the paint in good condition for years. It keeps the can clean. All right, I'm giving you a commercial. Your website is cleancansolutions.com. And anybody and everybody can go and buy these. Do they come one to a pack or three to a pack, Dave?
Well, we've got them both, but again, we're back at the transportation thing. By the way, it's at
wesavepaint.com. Wesavepaint.com. There you go. Thank you very much.
And we've got the videos available there. But the thing is, the shipping is the biggest thing. And currently, we're using an Amazon store. And I have no desire to go around a circuit and sell to independent and even chain hardware stores. So that's why I'm working with you. But as far as getting distribution out, Amazon has been pretty helpful for us. And we have a store there. And we can ship around the country for a lot more reasonably than I thought. However, the cost for shipping a single one is just about the same as shipping three. So as long as the package can hold three, we're going to get as much bang for the buck as we can out of the shipping cost. That's, again, one of the big things when you're centrally located and you're shipping around the country that factors into it.
Well, and I don't know anybody that has just one can of paint.
That's true. That's true.
You know, everybody's got more. So, you know, for the inventors out there that are teeing up a product, join us at the National Hardware Show. It is coming up for 2024, the last week in March. If you've got questions about inventing, join us at the Inventors Roundtable meeting. They come around twice a month. We've got one coming up on Monday. And if you need an attorney, call me. I know really good registered patent attorneys, and I am more than happy to help you out. So as we're getting started and we're moving into the next kind of phase of things for Dave, it's really being able to get more coverage for you and into some of these smaller chains like a Menards.
Yeah, that's the big thing. And there's always, with this type of manufacturing, the big test is the tooling. So that's something to keep.
Excellent. Excellent. It certainly is. So we're going to talk about that on another show, Dave. We will get you back here. Everybody, thank you for joining us, and let's go pay some bills.
Thank you, Rita.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. Vice President Kamala Harris, speaking in Charlotte on the anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade ruling, criticized the court for stripping away a fundamental right.
All of us are now called upon to advance the promise of freedom, including the freedom of every woman to make decisions about her own body.
She emphasized the decision's significance as it ended women's constitutional access to abortions after five decades. The head of a Russian mercenary group was ordering a halt to his military advance on Moscow. Russian state media says the leader of the Wagner group agreed to de-escalate the situation after talks with the president of Belarus. The support ship used to launch the Titan submersible on its final dive is back in Canada. The Polar Prince docked in St. John's, Newfoundland today with its flags flying at half-mast. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody, this is Rita. If you are an aspiring inventor or you know someone who is, you can go to my website, InventorLady.com, and download the Inventor's Galaxy Guide. It's free. Takes about 30 minutes, kind of walks you through the steps. You can get a search done, so then you know whether or not you've really got something to work with. And if you need a registered patent attorney, call me. My phone number is everywhere, or shoot me an email, Rita@InventorLady.com. And if you've got a product, go to the National Hardware Show with us. It's coming up. My next guest is Pam Fizgus. I have known Pam for, 15 years now? Pam has been to the National Hardware Show with us. We did do your search. One of our attorneys did the patent. So, yay. Pam, I remember the early conversation that we had about where you wanted to manufacture when you started this. What happened?
Well, most people like to buy their products in America, and I assumed that that's where we were going to manufacture. And when we went to find price points, I was shocked at how expensive it was. And luckily, Eckerd had contacts in China, and it was unbelievably cheaper to manufacture in China.
Well, you've got a flagpole. It's called Hang 'em Straight, and it allows someone to hang a decorative flag straight down. Very cool.
Right.
I mean, you pay all this money for a cute flag that's got flowers on it or little animals on it, or a picture of your grandkids, and it hangs at an angle and nobody can see it. Hang 'em Straight lets you hang 'em straight, right?
Exactly.
So when you go, it's like, all right, well, we have to look at the multiple of 5. All right, that means if it's, you know, most flagpoles are right around the $10 range. So if you're looking now at, you know, a flagpole that, you know, you've got to say multiple of 5, that means you've got to be able to make it, package it, ship it, and everything for 2. And a lot of times that formula is a killer when it comes to manufacturing, because when you've got your first set of pricing, the cost to have the flags poles made and dumped on your driveway was like $175 per pole.
Oh yeah, it was crazy. I couldn't believe it.
You know, I know. I like a flagpole, but I'm not going to pay $500 for a flagpole. I'm sorry.
I don't blame you.
And that wasn't even boxed. So, then we get a hold of Eckhart, who does the contract manufacturing, and your flagpole came back in a beautiful box.
Oh, it did.
Hang them straight. Oh, it was a gorgeous picture, and it was $6.75.
Yeah. The packaging was beautiful. The flagpole was wrapped. There was a little package that had all the hardware in it, instructions. I mean, it was totally professional, and it was all included.
The big kicker was they were shipping the aluminum from the U.S. to China to manufacture it.
Unbelievable.
It was crazy. And, while we've seen some manufacturing come back to the U.S., there are times when the price point is what you've got to be so careful of.
So true. Because,
when
you're first starting.
When it comes to pricing.
Yeah, when you're first starting out, you don't have a lot of money anyway. And so, I would never have been able to come this far had I had to have manufactured here.
Yeah, that's because nobody was going to pay that kind of money for a flagpole. I'm sorry. Everybody's got their limits. So what advice do you have for our listeners today?
Well, as far as manufacturing?
Sure. What you learned through the years of being able to do this?
Oh, well, the patents you have to do, the contacts you have to make, the lawyers, there are many steps that you have to go through. But once you're all through there and everything is all taken care of, now you have to sell it. And that's one of the hardest things for me to continue on, keeping up that your contacts and things to continue to sell.
Yeah, I think a lot of inventors miss the ideas. We always used to laugh and say, the inventor's business plan was have idea, get patent, make money. And that last part of the selling to make money can just be so difficult. And for inventors, your trips to the bank are to take money out. We've heard so many stories about that. It's tough. Selling, marketing and selling is tough.
Right. And you think once it starts to sell and take off that it's going to continue, and you have these kind of ebbs and flows and things. And so, you have to continue to work on that all the time.
You do. I know we take the flagpole with us to the National Hardware Show sometimes and use some of those decorator flags, and everybody's like, oh, that's so cool, and I love the way it hangs straight and stuff. But it's tough then to find the next outlet for it. It really is. Marketing
exactly.
is hard. Yes, it is. Marketing is hard. So you've still got inventory. You are looking to sell, the flagpole. So where do people go to find you?
You can go to hangemstraight.com, or that's the best place.
Hangemstraight.com. But you can also go to inventorlady.com because we've still got your flagpole there and links right to your website. So if you're out there and you've got a flag that you want to see hanging straight down so you can see the entire beautiful design, Hangemstraight flagpole is the flagpole for you. And
it certainly is.
Get out there and get one. It's summertime, and that's when we hang our flags out there for everyone to enjoy.
That's right.
So,
good
Pam, thank you so
flag,
much.
Too.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we will get your flagpole link out there to everyone, and we'll do some video with you as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So again, everybody out there who is an aspiring inventor, remember that inventors have a big place in the American economy. Join us at Home Talk USA, InventAmerica.info. All right, and thank you to our Genesis Communication Network. If you need an attorney or you have questions for me, I am easy to find. Rita at InventorLady.com. Join us next week.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All-organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. Today we are talking about manufacturing in the U.S. versus China or anywhere else, and it is a big issue for our inventors, determining what's best and what, you know, where are they going to end up with the best financial outcomes. So Michael was on with me, Michael Miller, not Michael King. We've got lots of mics related to this show, and I try not to drop them. So Michael, all right, what advice do you have for our listeners today and for all of those inventors out there who are, you know, getting to that point now of pulling the trigger on manufacturing?
Absolutely. I think probably the best piece of advice is that you need to really, as with everything that you do with inventing, it's research. And you have to go to the trade shows, And really, at the trade shows, you can meet a lot of the manufacturers that would manufacture products that would be like yours. You can even talk to the companies that currently are in that space. So if it's a plumbing product, talk to a plumbing company. If it's a tool, talk to tool companies. Find out what they're doing and how they do it. You'd be surprised how much information they'd be willing to share with you on that. And that can be really, really helpful and save you a lot of time and effort and money as well.
Absolutely. I know you were with us and worked out of our booth last year at the National Hardware Show. You were a wonderful asset to everyone because you answered a lot of those questions for our inventors. You would be happy to know that the Alumi-Ladder guy, he went out and he got that insurance, so he's manufacturing and taking orders.
Awesome. That is really great.
So we are getting
a fantastic product.
It is. And I actually think he's going to become one of the sponsors on the radio show so that we can start pushing his product out there.
Oh, that'll be excellent. That'll be excellent.
So, beautiful product. And we want to make sure that you know you are invited to join us again at the National Hardware Show.
Well, thank you very much. I really, really appreciate that. And I'm certainly looking forward to the show.
It's a great show for inventors to gather information, and a lot of times we look at that as kind of a reconnaissance mission, being able to, you know, gather, you know, what kind of packaging does a reseller want? You know, what kind of price points are they looking for? So when an inventor is able to go and gather that information and show their product, it can be really invaluable.
Absolutely. I mean, just like you were just talking about, the inventor of the ladder product got to the show, and just like every other product that's in the marketplace, there's regulatory that's part of that product, either in regulatory of the product itself, or in this particular case, there's a certain insurance policy that you have to have before that product can ever be sold in retail. And so, that's just invaluable information, and you really need to get that from the companies and people that attend those shows are more than willing to share that type of information with you.
Right. And that's, you know, the professional shows is where people go to share information, to gather information, and to look at the new products, give their input. And we've had inventors go and be showing an early stage prototype, and somebody walks up and say, well, did you think about maybe adding this? And they're going, well, that makes perfect sense. And so the next thing they're doing is redoing their intellectual property to include that improvement. But you find that at those professional shows.
You absolutely do. And in many cases, like myself, where I'm looking at literally hundreds of products a week, you go and you look at these products and go, oh, you know, that one little piece that you have here on your product, you know, that's patented, right? And
yeah.
I hope you have a license agreement with that person. But it's, in some cases, it's a very small change to not have that. And, so it's really that type of information that you can gather at these shows.
Exactly. And we know that there are millions of inventors out there that have not taken the first step, or they may be, you know, building prototypes in their garage with, you know, Legos and Play-Doh and whatever else they can find. And our job is to help give them the right answers, give them the right pathway so that they can take the next step safely and get their product then into the marketplace.
Absolutely. Safely and with the fewest dollars spent as possible. You want that money to go towards the product itself and marketing and possibly, you know, reaching out to companies and doing license agreements, those types of things.
Absolutely.
Yes, really important.
I get so many inventors that, you know, have told me, it's like, oh, my God, I wish I had known you 5 years ago. And I wish you'd put out that Inventor's Galaxy guide, you know, last six months ago. It's been there for years. You just didn't know where to go look. So everyone, InventorLady.com, go out there and take a look. All the information is there. And so are the links to our show. Thank you, Michael, very much.
Thank you. No problem, Rita. You have a great week.
You too.
worrying about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water-soluble pouches that kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. Join us next week when we talk about the other types of intellectual property that are out there, like music. You know, when you're building a website and you go and you get pictures. Jay Skinner is going to be the special guest next week, and we're going to talk to some other inventors that have to go out and find some of that other intellectual property and the best way to do it and to use it. So we want to thank all of you for being here with us today. You can go to Home Talk USA. We are streaming on 8 different platforms in InventAmerica.info. And if you have a question, you need non-disclosure, non-compete forms, you need the search quest forms, anything at all, give me an email, give me a call. I get people all the time that say, why are you answering the phone? It's because it's ringing and you're calling me. So I do answer my phone. It is my direct line. They will put that phone number on the side of my casket when I pass away, because I am taking it with me. Anyway, everybody, you have a great rest of the weekend, and join us next week when we talk about other types of intellectual property. Thank you, everybody.
Home Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Spera. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Prolific Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Product, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HometalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com.
Yay!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.